Ricky Lee Jones and her band are live on The Cafe with music from the new album, The Sermon, on Exposition Boulevard, an album inspired by Christ's words as extracted from the New Testament by her friend Lee Cantillon in his book called The Words. We'll find out how this all came to pass when we talk with Ricky Lee in just a bit. We'll start with this song, Nobody Knows My Name.
Up in the sea over the Bikini Islands, and I dove into the liquid concrete of Sweet Silver Lake, the liquid concrete down by the river, the liquid concrete. Nobody knows my name. Now I walk among them and sing to them and I open up my wrists. Nobody knows my name. Now I translate. Maybe I of the mystery and nobody knows my name. Stood in the floor. I look at you, sweet every face. I say, do you know me? Do you know me? Do you know my name? Then say,
shoes her. Thank you. This one is called The Lamp of the Body. Into the wilderness to listen to John the prophet. Here they call the baptizer. He spoke with you of truth. He was a burning, shining light. You were willing for a while to fall. But now one has come. Oh, thanks. You're very, very kind. Thanks.
Ricky Lee Jones, our guest on the World Cafe, and we heard three from the Sermon on Exposition Boulevard. That's Lamp of the Body. We also heard Falling Up, and we began with the song that not only begins the album, but began the whole thing, called Nobody Knows My Name. And the whole thing, I guess, started out in an art studio, and it wasn't even supposed to be your album, right?
Yeah, it was my friend that was standing there singing. He wrote a book called about 10 years ago called The Words, which are the words of Christ taken out of the Bible and sorted kind of categorically the problem of religion and the call. And it was relevant for me because I've always had trouble reading the Second Testament, the New Testament, and learned a lot about how to be a Catholic, but not a lot about just what it was the guy said. So it was a good book for me to look at, and I'm still looking at it.
And the that initial song was Words from the Words.
Yeah.
You weren't even supposed to sing.
Actually, it wasn't. I started to read, and then I knew that what I had to say was not what I was reading. So I said, I think I'd like to sing something. And they said, wouldn't you like to hear the track first? And I said, no. And so that's why it was a really inspired and wonderful moment for us.
Well, you know, they say
I feel so little explaining it. I feel
well, it's a big
well,
thing, right?
I'm about 10. And then it was really a big deal for us.
They say the things you're not supposed to discuss in polite company are politics and religion. And your last album, of course, The Evening of My Best Day, jumped off from politics, and this is religion. But it's very specific. And it, people might say, well, is this a Christian album from Ricky Lee? And how do you explain all that?
I guess a Christian record is from the point of view of people who believe in the, you know, Christian orders and the set of rules and would like to... Christian records seem to want to convince you. I'm not a Christian. I'm here to... but what I am interested in is what the guy said and in the religion not being associated with a political party and with people who tell you how to vote and with a kind of person, a lifestyle. I was thinking that we can open up the words of the Buddha pretty with our hearts open. We haven't been hurt and that person hasn't been maligned, at least in our culture. And I was just hoping that, you know, this discussion could start to create a level playing field for people to see what's there and decide for themselves if they dug it or not.
The other part of the discussion about this album is...
And the other reason it's not a Christian record is because it's really good.
The other kind of point of a discussion about this record is about the improvisation on it. There are certain things that you could not recreate, like I Was There, that finishes up the piece. It's just a beautiful piece in and of itself. And that song with the improvised lyrics, talk about going out on that edge and improvising lyrically. Is that something new?
Yeah, it is. I started wanting to be able to improvise songs, to just be able to improvise, because I was locked into this pop song format as much as when I did jazz I could open up, but not in the song format. It was very strict. I started trying to open that up in the Horde tour about 10 years ago. I went out with a little band and all we did was go on stage and play really loud electric guitars and make up where we were going to go. Sometimes make up the whole song, sometimes make up the text. And we were one. We followed each other. It was a mass of confusion and planets being created. It wasn't jazz, but it wasn't totally chaotic either. And so the little muscle, you know, was started then. But this experience, I think that I like what Christ said when he said, don't worry about what you'll say, because when you get there, it'll be given to you. And so that was kind of at work from the moment I stepped out. I just went, hey, I know this guy. I know this story. This story's my story. And I know I will know how to tell it. I didn't think that till I got, I wasn't thinking of doing it till I got there, but, and this is all explaining after the fact, you know, I can't, this is trying to guess what I thought, but the fact is I didn't think anything, it just happened.
Now, we're at a point where you haven't figured out how you're going to do everything live quite yet, because that's probably going to change as you go along, too.
It always does, and, you know, I'm working with new players, we'll get to know each other as we play, and that'll always bring the sense of, you know, what's going to happen next to it anyway. So as far as making songs up on this stage, I'm not sure if that will be going on, but maybe in a few months, you know.
Well, these seem like nice people. You want to give them
so
names?
Nice. But I don't know all their names yet. I just met them. Junior, what's your last name?
Garrison.
Junior Garrison on the guitar. And little Theo is singing and playing the keyboards and actually played the accordion as well. That was here. And Lee Cantillon, the producer and book writer, was singing. And the guy who wrote all the music beds that we did with Lee, but primarily himself, was Peter Atanasoff. And on bass, and Joey also played a lot of the record, is Joey Maramba. With the I, Maramba. And drummer, what's your whole name?
I was Pete McNeil. Now
yeah!
I got to be playing on buckets in front, and they just had me come up and play.
This is Pete McNeil on the drums. So I obviously have a little trouble with names. So at best, I know their first name, and that's about as far. I'm going to hire some guy to come out in a hat and a cape and introduce the band and then go back.
Well, just in case, everybody, this is Ricky Lee. So, and Ricky Lee Jones.
I.E., thank you. I think we're going to do, this is called Tried to Be a Man. It's a little blues number. And, well, I'm not sure what it's about. It could be about the devil or Jesus or women or men or Scientologists. Trying to set us straight. I got a redneck in a plaid suit on TV late. Bella Lacka's tolling, Sheba plays the flute. There's communists and capitalists and they all think I'm cute. You know I'm out of rehab, I came here with the band. And I'd like to tell you exactly what I am. I try to be a man, but that's not what I was thinking. I try to be a man, but that's not what I came to be. But every 7 years of famine and 7 years of drought and 7 years of, you know what I'm talking about, it won't take very long before it's hard to tell if it's time to take you back with them to heaven or to hell. They make her look so pretty, she won't be pretty long. She'll be riding down up to see a planet Babylon, cause she tried to be a man, but that's not what she came to be. She tried to be a man, but that's not what I want. Thank you. living down there on Bronson, and she never blinks her eyes. Her family in Wisconsin, they think she's hypnotized. I get a strange sensation when I go by laying in my bed. In fact, you could drop me on the corner here instead. And in Babylon, they got this little book, and there's something there about you. Come on, take a look. Says you tried to be a man. That's not what you meant to be. Try to be a man. Hey. That's not what you meant to be. Not what you came 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 to be. First performance here on the radio. Thank you, everybody, for supporting your radio. Thank you.
Tried to Be a Man, another one of the new songs from Ricky Lee Jones, live on stage at World Cafe Live. Her new album is called The Sermon on Exposition Boulevard, and we thank Ricky Lee for joining us today. We're going to get to one of her songs, in fact, the song that launched her career. We get back here to the World Cafe.